Anything else that's happened in the adjuvant setting that's come out in terms of clinical research data?
I think some of the issues that are coming out, of course, is can we predict what patients are at risk? There are two things I think that we'd love to know is can we predict who is at risk? Again, you know, the benefits of adjuvant chemotherapy, although definitely real, are, of course, modest. And depending upon what study and how you interpret it, probably absolute benefits of about 5 to 10%, which, you know, again, compares favorably to the other solid tumor types. But nonetheless, it's not as high as we'd like. So what we'd love to know is which patients are at risk. It'd be great to know which patients are cured by their surgery and don't need adjuvant therapy so we don't have to subject them to toxicity. And then, of course, the other aspect that we'd love to know is which patients would actually benefit from the adjuvant chemotherapy. And those are things that folks are looking at. There's the Nevin group and the Neil Potty at Duke that are attempting to look with microarray, genetic microarray, to try and determine what patients with, say, perhaps 1A disease, which is a group that potentially has a cure rate of about 70 to 80%, but is there a group that's at higher risk than others? And they seem to be able to, their work would certainly suggest that they can define a high-risk group with plans to conduct a study to then randomize that high-risk group to chemotherapy, adjuvant therapy, or not. So that's one aspect. The other then is to look at the folks who have resected non-small cell and are being considered for chemotherapy. And can we predict who would do best and with what therapy? And, of course, the group down at Moffitt with Gerald Bepler and colleagues are attempting to look at that with ERCC and MRM1 subtyping genetic analysis.